G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot at the start of a new week on Monday the 25th of May 2015. What we say, as well as what we don't say, as Christians, is very important. Whether online or offline, the Bible is very clear on that. 1 Peter 2 verse 1 says this, "Therefore rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind." Similarly, in James chapter 4 verses 11 to 12, "Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Who are you to judge your neighbor?" The definition of slander is words that are falsely spoken which damage the reputation of another, or an abusive attack on a person's character or good name, or to attack the good name and reputation of somebody else. So next time you go to say anything negative about someone or to criticize their actions, think. Think again and again that you may well be disobeying God and breaking a command. James chapter 3 and verses 3 to 8 powerfully show how a small thing such as the tongue is able to cause much damage. James says that the tongue is a world of evil that corrupts the whole person and is itself set on fire by hell. Christians are very good at gossiping, but we disguise it as prayerful concern. We pass on a juicy bit of information about someone and then ask the person to pray about the situation. As Christians, we should not pass on any information about anyone else unless the person concerned has asked us to. It is not our place to do so, even if it is for prayer. And of course, that's very easy to do on the social networks such as Twitter or Facebook. However, the opposite is also true. Sometimes it's also what we don't say that causes problems. We stay silent when in fact we do need to give that word of love, encouragement, rebuke, or kindness. And sometimes we need to stay silent when in fact we go and open our mouths. So we need to think about what we say and what we don't say. Now a prayer to help you into this new week. Father, we thank you for words. We thank you that we can communicate words of life to other people. Help us to use words and silence wisely as we interact, communicate, and deal with other people, especially our loved ones and work colleagues. May your Holy Spirit guide, rebuke, and counsel as we use the amazing gift of words as we seek to live a life worthy of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday Think Spot. Come back every day where there is something uploaded to help you in your walk as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.